I think you've heard a little bit this morning about tamoxifen use, and I just point out one piece of data because it came out in a question that that was raised, and that is the relationship of tamoxifen and oophorectomy. So the data that we have so far, it really only refers to contralateral breast cancer risk and tamoxifen use in the BRCA1 or 2 mutation carrier setting, and the risk reductions are very similar to what's been seen in the general population, about a halving of breast cancer risk among tamoxifen users, contralateral breast cancer risk among tamoxifen users. This paper by Groenwald et al. Suggested that that risk may be actually attenuated in women who've had a prior oophorectomy. So the question, is there an interaction of oophorectomy and tamoxifen use? It might be that the effect of tamoxifen use on contralateral breast cancer susceptibility is attenuated among women who have had a prior oophorectomy, but not among those who have not had an oophorectomy. So there is some suggestion that there are different effects depending on your background oophorectomy status. And a more recent paper suggesting, as you might expect, that ovarian cancer risk is not increased, and there's no evidence for an increase in ovarian cancer risk among prior tamoxifen users in BRCA1 and 2 mutation carriers. So these all give us encouraging data to suggest that tamoxifen and possibly other SERMs might be useful. We don't really have a lot of data yet on primary prevention of breast cancer, and I'm sure that's coming. As you